Hello and welcome to the Nafford Junction podcast. We are all about how-tos, research and advice that inspire regeneration to give back more than we take and sustainability for the benefit of people, planet and future generations. Our mission is to combine the best information from across the internet with our own experiences at home and work to give you a central resource for all things sustainable, regenerative, organic and biodynamic. Hi, and welcome to the latest episode of the Nafford Junction podcast. Now, last time I told you that I've made a fairly bold move and I left my secure, well-paying job to try and do the right thing. This time I thought I'd give you a place to start. So, how to be sustainable? What is sustainability? When we say sustainable, we mean doing things that improve our lives, our planet, and the lives of future generations. Regenerating to put back more than we take out, putting people and planet before profit, living in a way that could be sustained forever. It can feel difficult and overwhelming to make positive changes in life because lots of businesses that we buy from and advertise to us are focused on profit, convenience and the current state of things. It's profit and convenience that are behind the so-called improvements to modern lifestyles, but at the cost of our own health and happiness and the health of our amazing planet. Profit and success are good, but only when they benefit people and planet. The current rate of consumption and the waste we generate is not sustainable. We've become detached from the natural world. We've lost the knowledge and instincts of past generations. We're dependent on large businesses to supply us with food, products, energy, water, most things. Something has to change to ensure future generations can enjoy our miracle of a planet. So how to be sustainable? We don't have to wait for governments to tell us what to do. We can make changes now. And our changes can drive large businesses to change too. Businesses exist because of customers, so what we do has a direct impact on their decisions. If more businesses see they will make a profit by becoming sustainable, regenerative and ethical, then they will change. It's important to work with businesses to ensure that change happens. It's also a time for businesses that are already sustainable, regenerative and ethical to be the leaders in their markets. The changes that we need to make can be life enhancing, can give us greater job satisfaction and appreciation of life, at the same time as benefiting people and planet. I've set up Nafford Junction to help inspire and guide you to grow, eat and live sustainably. Being sustainable can start with small changes. So I came up with Grow, Eat and Live Sustainably. Growing, eating and living sustainably means creating balance between people, products, plants, soil, energy, waste, consumption, everything. It's not as simple as fixing one thing. We need a holistic approach to life, to living in the whole, with a regenerative mindset to put back more than we take out and to only take what we need so there's always something for others. So why grow, eat and live sustainably? Well, I started Nafford Junction because if we don't improve how we live, then life will become difficult in my lifetime and impossible within my son's lifetime. The facts are right in front of us. We are responsible for climate change. We have taken too much of our planet's natural resources and we produce too much waste. We have to give back more than we take out. So what is growing sustainably? Well, growing food using regenerative, organic and biodynamic approaches, improving soil health to give back more than we take, making plants stronger to deter pests and disease, keeping livestock as part of a healthy ecosystem, foraging for edible and seasonal foods, and only taking what we need so that there is always something for others. Eating sustainably. What is eating sustainably? Well, it's making and consuming food and drink in a sustainable way and with a regenerative mindset, where quality, nutrition, and long-term health is the priority, that minimizes food miles, that avoids synthetic chemicals, that is ideally organic and biodynamic, that reduces waste and avoids plastics where possible. And lastly, what is living sustainably? Living sustainably is reducing energy, water, and waste, making your own products such as soap, shampoo, and kitchen cleaner, using natural products to wash clothes, using ethical banks, investing in sustainable pension funds, buying from sustainable businesses, learning the benefits of the circular economy, and living in a way that promotes regeneration and gives back more than you take. So this is just a short podcast to give you a quick heads up on why I came up with Grow, Eat, and Live Sustainably. Check back again for the next one, where I'm going to talk a bit more about me, why I'm doing this, and how I'm doing my bit to be sustainable. Thank you. Where next? There is so much inspiring information to help us grow, eat, and live sustainably. You can go to naffordjunction.co.uk, read our articles at naffordjunction.co.uk/blog, subscribe to receive free email updates at naffordjunction.co.uk/subscribe, find companies to help you grow, eat, and live sustainably at naffordjunction.co.uk/directory. Or you can follow Nafford Junction on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. If you're passionate about inspiring regeneration to give back more than we take and sustainability for the benefit of people, planet, and future generations, please consider supporting Nafford Junction. You can become a patron to give regular contributions to support our work. Buy me a coffee to make a one-off contribution. Create for us and publish thought-provoking content. Become an inspiring leader and advertise with us. You can find all information at naffordjunction.co.uk. This was produced by me, James Walters, as a personal project to inspire others to grow, eat, and live sustainably, to give back more than we take, and for the benefit of people, planet, and future generations. Any advice given is the opinion of those involved and does not constitute medical, financial, or legal advice. We include links to products and services we think you will find useful. If you buy through those links, we may earn a small commission. It's one way to support our work and to reach as many people as possible.